Hi, my name is Thomas Seidel, and you might know me as the creator and maintainer of the Search API module. This is episode 45 of the Modules Unraveled podcast.
Welcome to the Modules Unraveled podcast, where the Drupal community speaks. And now, your host.
Every day after kindergarten, he would watch Bambi while eating peanut butter and Ritz crackers. Brian Lewis.
Welcome to the Modules Unraveled podcast. My name is Brian Lewis, and today I have with me Thomas Seidel. Thomas is a student from Austria and likes to develop search solutions for Drupal. And Thomas, how are you doing?
Great, thanks.
Good. You want to start out by telling us a little bit about who you are and where you're from?
As you said, I'm from Austria. More concrete, from Vienna. I'm a student. I just finished my master's degree in computer science and now studying physics, engineering physics. And yeah, apart from that, I created the Search API module, and before that, dwindled a bit in other search related stuff. And now just, yeah, working on making the Search API better. And apart from that, yeah, studying a bit.
Cool. How'd you get started with Drupal, and when was that?
It was during my studies in computer science. We had a course where we had to work on a real open source project, and Fargo Wolfgang Ziegler contacted me with another colleague and they needed some more people participating in their Drupal project. Mm-hmm. I hadn't heard of Drupal before, but I knew PHP and other web dev stuff, and so I just said, why not? Sound interesting. And first I didn't understand anything at all, mm-hmm. but slowly I learned my way into it, and then participated in Google Summer of Code and became more comfortable with Drupal and really started to like programming for it, and have worked with it ever since.
Cool. What's the most recent project you've been working on then?
Most recently, I brought one of my older modules up to date, which is the multi-index searches module, which allows you to search multiple indexes at once, so comments and nodes, for example. Hmm. And this was very out of date, and I recently repaired it, so it should work again.
Cool. Okay, well, we're about to jump into the Search API module, but I wanted to first go ahead and say, if anybody's listening right now, you can use the hashtag MUP045 on Twitter, and we'll get your questions during the show and then answer them at the end of the show. Okay, Thomas, so we're here to talk about the Search API. What does a Search API do that Drupal core doesn't? Because it's already got a search functionality built in. So what's Search API adding?
Well, it's in principle it just adds flexibility. With core search, you are very tied down to indexing with a database or adding workarounds for that. You have to program each entity on its own. So if you want to add a profile search, you have to add this additionally. You essentially, if you want anything new, you have to code it, and you also only get this one tabbed search at slash search and don't get any control over that. And the Search API just tries to add a really tries to provide a real flexible framework for doing search and just letting you configure every bit of the way on your own, and makes it also easier to add custom backends and so on.
Hmm. Okay. Where did this project start, or why did you originally think I should write this module?
Well, it was in 2010. Where people were discussing core search for Drupal 7 and Drupal 8, mm-hmm. and what was really lacking and how it was much too unflexible and so on. And there were a whole range of suggestions. Jennifer Hodgson and Doug Green and some others were discussing there. And since I also since I wanted to do another Google Sum of Code project, I just collected all of these suggestions and tried to incorporate them into a new module, which became the Search API.
Okay. You mentioned that this was started from Drupal 7, Drupal 8, kind of talk about search. Is there a possibility of getting this into Drupal core at some point?
In theory, yes. I mean, it was planned this way, but for Drupal 8, it was just too much work to get this in, really into core. It's not even completely finished in Contrib yet, and now getting it core ready would have just been too much work. But I guess for Drupal 9, we could definitely talk about that. And in my opinion, it would be great to have such a strong search framework in core. Although, of course, it also adds a lot of maintenance to core. And of course, there are those who say we should keep core slim and not add such huge modules.
Right. Okay.
So I guess it'll have to be discussed.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. So on the project page, I noticed it includes two submodules in the Search API package: Search Views and Search Facets. For the Search Views module, how does it integrate with Views, and what kind of functionality comes with that?
In Views 3, there is the new concept of query plugins, which enable you to replace the normal way of Views queries built, namely via the database. And Search API provides such a new query plugin to query the Search API indexes instead of the database. This plugin was actually developed partly by me back in 2008 for Apache Solr Views at that time. And yeah, when you install the Search API Views module, you just get all of the Search API indexes as potential base tables for Views, and then can really add anything you want, filters for searching specific fields or just full text searching. You can display the results in any way you like, as you know from Views normally.
Okay, so it kind of lets you is it just for displaying the search results, or does it somehow affect what results you can get? Does that make sense?
I don't know what you mean, though.
Okay. For the search views, is the integration just on the display end, like how you display your search results?
No, there are, of course, as I said, filters. So you can add exposed filters in any indexed fields, and then, do everything almost everything you normally do with views based on the Search API. So search for indexed fields, filter on them, and sort on them. So this is also only based on the Search API.
Oh, okay.
All of this.
Okay, cool. And the other thing that's mentioned on there is search facets. And I'm not familiar with this module yet, so what are facets?
Facets, if you don't know, it's like for example, on Google, if you search something, you get this sidebar on the left with content from the last days or content only in English. And that's what facets are. So if you execute a Search API search and have the facets module enabled and set up, you'll get a number of facets in the sidebar or somewhere, which, for example, for a node search could enable you to filter on the node type, so a content type, so basic page or article or something. Mm-hmm. It could filter on the author or the date where it was created, so only content in 2012, for example.
Okay.
And because these let you filter down dynamically and also show how many results you'll get when you filter, it's much a much better way to do advanced searches than the usual advanced search forms where you enter all of the data at once at the beginning and maybe end up without results.
Hmm. Okay. So is it kind of like a filter then, where it kind of shows you what you would get if you used a certain filter along with that search?
Yeah. Okay. One better example would be Amazon. If you search something on Amazon, you'll get a list. Do you want to filter for books or films or whatever? Do you want this or that producer and
okay, cool. So it can kind of get metadata type information about the search and display relevant content.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Well, let's go ahead and move on to some of the add-on modules, because what I noticed when I went to the project page for this is that there's about a bajillion add-on modules that you and other people have written that enhance the functionality of this. So some of these, like I said, are ones that you've written. Some of them are ones that you've not written. So we're going to kind of walk through most of these. If you have something you can say about them, great. If you're not familiar with them, then you know that's cool too. But let's go ahead and jump through this. The first one's Solr Search. And actually, before we talk about that, you, correct me if I'm wrong, but you've written a Solr Search module for Drupal. Is that right?
I mean, I've written that Search API Solr Search module.
Okay.
And I've worked at some time with the normal, for a normal Apache Solr module by Robert Douglas.
Gotcha. Okay.
And before the Search API got created, I worked on that module.
Okay. So then what does the Solr Search add-on module do for the Search API module?
Well, as said, the Search API allows you to flexibly define how content is indexed and searched, mm-hmm. so what backend is used, and the Solr Search module is one of the modules that provides such a backend. In this case, of course, a backend that integrates with a Solr server and lets you use Solr to index and search stuff. It's one of my modules, as said, and it's also the one with the most features, because it's also, I think, the one that is used by most production sites or by larger production sites, because it's just a very smooth and fast way to search content.
Okay. Okay, so some of these other backend modules for this are like database search, fuzzy search, I don't know how to pronounce that one, Zapian?
Zapian, yeah.
Okay. Or Sarnia or MongoDB backend. Do you want to kind of talk to us about each of those or some of those or ones that you're familiar with?
Yeah, the search API database search module is a simple backend I developed for databases, which just lets you use normal Drupal database for indexing and searching content. I just coded that because, of course, you want to test the functionality before you maybe get to use a Solr server. Mm-hmm. And this is a very easy way to test functionality and also to provide search for smaller sites. And it also allows you to facet stuff and adds a small set of features. The other modules aren't by me. Zapian and Mongo just integrate with other. MongoDB with a database, of course. Zapian is another search server like Solr. Fuzzy Search is also database based and allows you to do fuzzy searches, so with inexact matches. And Sarnia is a add-on kind of to this normal Solr server, which allows you to search content that is all already on a Solr server, but not in Drupal, which is also something several companies want to use because they have data not in Drupal.
Okay. The next section, are these the ones that you've written?
There are four more modules I've written for the Search API. The first search pages just allows you to define to easily define pages where you can access a search. So these are more like the normal search form you get with Core, and not fancy views thing. Less flexible, but also simpler and faster. So, and this suffices for many sites. The multi-index searches module I've talked about earlier, which lets you search several indexes at once. Mm-hmm. Then there's the saved searches module, which lets you save a search and kind of like Google Alerts, so you get emails once new content is available for that search.
Oh, cool.
Which is also practical for sales platforms or job portals or the like.
Uh-huh.
And the last one is autocomplete, which adds autocompletion to a search form where when you type in some keywords, it suggests other keywords or completions to that keyword, and also a nice functionality, and also practically copied from Google feature-wise.
Awesome. So then the autocomplete one actually suggests search terms as you type?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And it also shows you how many hits you'll probably get if you enter these keys.
Oh, that's useful. Cool.
Yeah.
So the multi-index searches is the one that you've been working on recently, is that right?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, and that's the one that lets you search, like with core search, you can either search users or nodes, but multi-index will let you search users and nodes, or users and nodes and comments, or whatever you've got, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
As long as they are all stored on the Solr server, you can search all of them at once.
Awesome. Okay, then there's still a few more modules that extend Search API. So I didn't realize how extensive this was when I first heard about it. And then I looked at that project page and I was like, oh my goodness, there's so much around this. So clearly it's, you know, a very usable, extensible module, which is awesome. But there's also some that you're not directly involved with. Do you want to just maybe give a 2-second explanation of what the idea of each module is?
Yeah, of course. The Search API attachments module just lets you index the content of attachments. So if, for example, PDFs attached to a node can be indexed.
Hmm. The actual like text content of the PDF can be indexed?
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
That's, of course, helpful. It only works currently, as far as I'm aware of, with PDFs that already have the text in them and not just scanned.
Okay.
But so it doesn't do OCR.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a normal PDF created from a Word document or something, or a Word document, just it lets you index that.
Okay.
The extended search page module provides an advanced search form a bit like the search pages module, but in the more advanced way.
Mm-hmm.
The pretty facet paths module makes the the paths that facet filters use, if you're using the facet filters facets module, prettier.
Uh-huh.
So the modules are well named. So you can define, instead of get parameters, to just use clean URLs or something like that, which helps SEO a lot.
So is that kind of like path auto for search?
It's a bit like that, yeah. you can rewrite how facets parameters are passed. So
okay,
as said, for search engine optimization, it's of course great.
Right.
The ranges module lets you add range filters for like facets, so you can select a price, for example, if you have indexed that between $100 and $200. The sorts module as a simple sort block where you can select which field you want to sort by. So, for example, sort by content type or sort by author or the like. Then there's the context module, which I haven't understood myself. It's a bit like the normal context module, but yeah, I don't know. If you think you can use it, you should look at it, but beats me what it does.
All right.
Then there's the Ajax and the live results modules. The Ajax module lets you execute a search without refreshing the whole page, so just refreshing the search part. Right. And the live results is a kind of an extension to the autocomplete module, which displays the result set as you type. So more like Google does at the moment, if you have live results turned on.
Okay.
And the last one is the search by location module, which lets you index locations attached to a node or other content, and then you can do location search, so only results in the vicinity of New York or anything.
Yeah,
with the radius and so on.
The search API location module, somebody recommended I actually talk to you. I can't remember who it is. I'm going to try and look them up right now. But they specifically said they said you need to talk to this guy about the search API module, and you need to talk to him about the search API locations integration, because he sent me to a link, and I'm going to post this link in the show notes. But there's a video on YouTube. I'm not sure if you put that together or not, but it basically demonstrates how not a video. It's a website that you can go to, and you just type in like a location, a physical geolocation, and it shows all of the nodes that are tagged near that location. And that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, as said, this is one of the modules I didn't write myself, but yeah, the functionality is really great, and also something a lot of people have asked me about, because, yeah, it's often needed, of course.
Right. I just found his name is Nicholas Tostin. He sent me an email and told me to talk to you about that. So do you want to talk about that specifically a little bit, since he asked about that, and how the location module works, and maybe another example of how it could be used?
Yeah, of course. I mean, this is also very Solr specific at the moment. Solr 3 adds support for location searches, and this module uses that to index if you have location fields attached to a node or something. Then you can index that, and then it uses Solr to filter results by location or a bounding box, or lets you sort by the distance to some place. It's at the moment it works rather well, but is pretty rough internally, and I actually hope to be able to look at that soon and fix it up, and also integrate the functionality into the Solr specific functionality into the Solr module, because at the moment you need a patch for that, or even two patches for the module to actually work, which of course isn't ideal.
Right.
But it's a very great module, because many many sites, for example, job portals again, are use location very much, and of course are keen to let users filter on the location and let them to show them content near them.
Right.
And for these applications, of course, a great module.
Cool. Okay, I had two more questions from Twitter that I'd like to ask. But before I do that, I'm going to say for anybody who's listening right now, if you've thought of anything during the show, send in a tweet using the hashtag MUP045. We'll answer those in just a minute. Or you can send them in later if you're listening at a later date. That'll be fine too. But Damien McKenna asked if there are any hopes to merge Apache Solr with Search API so that one generic solution for searching, so there is one generic solution for searching rather than Solr getting so much direct development.
That's of course a good question. And also of course a little I can do about that because, well, I've developed a generic solution. I actually hope that when developing the Search API that the Apache Solr module would then switch to be based on the Search API, so much of this parallel development wouldn't happen. Mm-hmm. But as it is now, we are slowly moving to make the modules at least more similar and to exploit these similarities. And for example, there's now a Facet API module which makes developing facets easier and unifies that part. We now use the same config files. And Nick Weinhof of the of the Apache Solr module has actually already suggested that in the future we might move to an integrated module, but currently it's hard to say when or whether that will happen.
Okay.
So, but sure. It would of course be possible.
Cool. Okay. And then he also asked if there are any plans to add a storage engine agnostic, more like this feature. And it kind of sounds like facets might do that. Is there something that can add a, like, find more like this?
I don't really know what he means by that. I mean, you could, of course, code a module which lets you, which gives you a block of content that has the same type and some other fields, same as the currently a few nodes, but yeah, I don't really know if that's what he means.
Okay.
So I'd have to say, yeah, he should ask me. he should ask me directly, and maybe explain that.
Sure, I'll see if I'll send him an email and see if he'll maybe clarify more on the episode page for this, which will be modulesunraveled.com/podcast/045. And then I'll let you know when he posts that so that everybody can kind of benefit from that conversation.
Okay.
Okay, let me check real quick. I don't think we got any more questions, so we can move along to the wrap up. And the first question I have for you then is, what are you most excited about that's up and coming?
As said, there is the location module, which I hope to look at some point in the near future. Mm-hmm. At the moment I'm terribly busy, but as we all are.
Right.
But I really hope to get this in great shape. There's also just a few days ago, a discussion was started. And it looks like the new Drupal site, Drupal.org site running on Drupal 7, will use the Search API in a
cool,
small way for the project issues.
Hmm.
And those so that those views will be ported to the Search API, which of course would be really great.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's a very exciting development, and I hope, it goes well.
Yeah, that's awesome. There aren't a lot of people, I bet, that can say their module's being used on the Drupal.org website, so that's cool.
Yeah.
And then where can people find out more about you and your projects or get a hold of you if they have any questions?
Practically only on my user page, so
okay.
I don't use Twitter or Facebook or Google Plus or anything. So, just look at my user page, maybe contact me if you have anything. Sometimes I'm in IRC, but not nearly as often as people wish I were.
Yeah. Okay, we'll make sure to have a link to your user page on Drupal.org. So. Awesome. Cool. Well, this is great. I'm in the process of redoing modules on unraveled.com, so I'm going to be taking a look at this to use as a search engine, I guess, on the site. So
great to hear.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Well, Thomas, thanks for coming on again, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks. Bye.
If you liked this episode, check out modulesunraveled.com/podcast to get more information about it. And while you're there, you can listen to other episodes or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes or your favorite podcast software. Also, check out the Drupal videos on the site. There are a number of series available, each teaching various subjects in Drupal 7, like setting up a newsletter, configuring organic groups, or how to make the images on your site responsive to complement your responsive design. Thanks for listening. Feel free to get in touch and keep those suggestions coming about who you want to hear from on the podcast. That's it for this episode of the Modules Unraveled podcast, and I'll talk to you next week.